That haunting melody is from Requiem Sinfonica, a Requiem Mass for Symphony Orchestra by Bay Area composer and flautist Arturo Rodriguez. Rodriguez wrote this music in honor of the victims of the Oakland warehouse fire that took the lives of 36 people last December. Members of the public will get to hear a section from the work for the first time tonight in Oakland. KQED Senior Arts Editor Chloe Veltman is here to tell us more about it. Chloe, what's the story behind this work?
Well, Brian, nearly all the people who died in the Oakland warehouse fire were artists, and there were many musicians among the dead too. Rodriguez wasn't personally connected to anyone in the fire, but he had this really strong reaction to some of the news stories he read in the media afterwards. For example, the one about the parents of M. Bolker, who was this young transgender artist who was transitioning at the time of the blaze, or the young couple, Michaela Gregory and Alex Vega, who died in each other's arms.
The young man and his girlfriend that died holding each other. I didn't know him, but I would like to think that the sheer love that these people had, I felt a connection to them.
So these stories inspired the composer to set about writing a Requiem Mass for the community orchestra he plays in. That's the Awesome Orchestra Collective in Oakland. He wanted to honor the victims and provide an outlet to the community for grieving.
What exactly is a Requiem Mass?
It's a Mass for the dead. It's usually composed for a big choir and an orchestra, massive forces. It's based on Catholic liturgy, but you don't have to be a Catholic or religious to appreciate the beauty of these sorts of works. There are some very famous ones out there by people like Mozart and Verdi, and they're always, well, pretty much always serious and somber. And this one is in the very sad key of E minor.
But this one does not have a choir. It's just written for orchestra.
Yeah, that's right, Brian. It's kind of unusual that way. Arturo Rodriguez composed this work just for instruments, no voices at all. In fact, the piece has a subtitle, Requiem Without Words.
The reason why I wrote a voiceless requiem was these people's voices aren't going to be heard again. I wanted it to be more of an emotional connection to the music than to the words.
You can hear the Awesome Orchestra Collective perform a piece of Arturo Rodriguez's Requiem this evening at an event at the Oakland Public Library. It starts at 6 p.m. Chloe Veltman, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks, Brian.